spring. Pro football is back in 2020 with the return of the XFL. The league had a one-year run 18 years ago, but lost a reported $35 million and without a TV contract for season two at the time. It went belly up. Now, original frontman, league frontman Vince McMahon is promising a more viable and relevant XFL next year. Hello, everyone. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with a generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more and give, if you'd like, quickly, safely, and securely to keep the show on the air at WWIB.com. The first player signed by the X was former Oklahoma Sooners quarterback and Ben Roethlisberger's backup at Pittsburgh with the Steelers for five seasons, Landry Jones. And he's with me from his home today on Sports and Commentary. Landry, welcome. Talk about being the first player to come on board with the new XFL.
Man, I was just excited. You know, I'm just like excited to get back to playing football and playing for Coach Stoops again.
Yeah, we'll talk about Coach Stoops and you, that franchise in Dallas, in a little bit here. Tell us about some of the stuff we should know about the new XFL, will you?
So there's going to be eight teams, and the league is basically going to run through February through April. And, I mean, it's just same old, like, normal football. There are a couple tweaks in the rules here and there, but, I mean, really, it's just they're setting it up kind of be like a normal football again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the second edition of the XFL. The first time, you know, it had kind of that edgy feel to it, you know, no holes barred type football and rules. Is this going to be a bit tamer version of the X?
Yeah, so I think last time it was more of like the entertainment type of thing, and I think this time they got more people that are actually involved, like NFL, a lot of execs in there, and so I think this time around it's going to be more of like a legit football league ran by football people.
Mm-hmm. So you've played at the highest level of football, pro football, of course, in the NFL, but what's your motivation now to join this XFL and take a chance on the new league?
For me, it's pretty simple. I just wanted to play again. You know, I wanted to get another opportunity, and this was the best one that I had. And so for me, it just kind of boils down to that.
All right. Well, you're used to an NFL paycheck. How's this league going to compete with that and pay its players?
Well, I don't know. I'm not allowed to talk about like specifics and stuff, but I've gotten paid really, really well, and Vince McMahon put a ton of money into this thing, so it's guys aren't going to be starving or anything like that. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think some players are going to be paid by the game, but decent money, as I've seen it. What gives you the confidence, Landry, that this time around the XFL will not just survive for a year or two, but thrive, maybe stick around?
Well, I think the NFL and football in general needs a league like this, to where it's like a gap between that college realm and the NFL realm. And so I think they got good people involved in it. They're going to have good football players, and it's just going to be an exciting league, and I think people are really going to enjoy it.
It seems to have a decent footprint on network TV too, right?
Yeah, it's got a good one. I mean, they're going to be on some major channels and stuff, and so that's going to be great for people to see too. I mean, you're not going to have to go searching for games. I mean, they're going to be right there on major channels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've not played professional football or been with a team since, I think, the spring. What have you been doing since then?
I mean, not a whole lot. Just trying to stay in shape, and just had another baby, so doing the dad thing.
Okay, three kids for you and wife Whitney, who was a star basketball player with the Oklahoma Sooners women's team, and then on to the WNBA. I bet you all have some pretty intense buckets games at home, huh?
Every once in a while when we don't have to hang around these kids and actually get away and can play some basketball together.
Sure. All right, you're going to be with the Dallas franchise of the XFL. How good do you think this team will be?
Man, I hope we're going to be really good. It's always like, I mean, everybody says that. I mean, everybody has high expectations. Think they're going to win this championship, but you truly never know until you get into a game. So, my expectation is for us to go in and win every game and win the championship, but it's hard to tell, you know. It's hard to see if you evaluated talent right and you have a good team around you. But I think the guys that we have are going to be really solid, and I think we're going to have a good squad.
Now, it'll be called the Dallas Renegades, coached by your old college coach, Bob Stoops. And there is, not beyond that, there's definitely an OU connection in there.
Yep, Ryan Broyles is on the team, so, I mean, there's a definite trust there and connection already built with him. I mean, I would say like half of my yards were probably to that dude in college.
Yeah, he was your main man catching footballs for you at OU. All right, Landry Jones, my guest, first guy signed by the new XFL, which premieres next spring, the Extreme Football League. I think it's still called that, XFL. Landry, let's plan on getting together next time, talking more about football and the Stoops connection, how that helps you as a franchise down there in your first year in the X, and talk about your faith, too, and explore your commitment to Christ and your walk with Him every day. So thanks for being here today. I appreciate it. God bless you. Have a great one.
All right, you too.